our community partners, and
it's exciting.
It's very exciting.
Now over the last probably 2-3 months, we've seen a lot of activity here with the footings going in, and you just mentioned, boy, we might still get a concrete pad in.
Potentially.
Potentially.
Yeah, it's looked like most likely in the spring.
Okay.
But we just need to get all the infrastructure complete, and hopefully that pad needs to go in before the steel shows up on site next May.
All right. And if all things go well, could we possibly be doing this a year from now inside the facility, possibly?
If all things go well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for right now. Is our goal is to open up in the fall of next year.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a lot of folks who've made very generous contributions to help see this project come together, but there's still room to give.
Absolutely. As everybody is aware of, the cost of materials, labor, and general market conditions have driven up our construction costs and, quite frankly, our budget dramatically. If all things had changed and COVID had never happened, I think we would probably be almost done with the project by now. But supply chain delays have extended the lead time. A lot of the materials that we've ordered, specifically the steel structure, and then the market conditions here with the industry, and it's just become extremely expensive. Everybody's dealing with major supply chain issues, and it's affecting us as well. It's obviously classical supply and demand economics, and there's high demand for materials, there's scarcity of resources, and it's just driving our costs way, way up, unfortunately, but we're still super optimistic. We do have a ways to go, though. There is definitely a funding gap. Mm-hmm. That we're still looking at.
And people, if they're hearing us, and this is something that's near and dear to their heart, this community center, they're able to make a donation through the website?
That's correct. You can go to 7acresfoundation.org, or you can go to cc@lakechelan.org. Either one of those sites has links to our online giving portal, we'll take any form of payment.
Sure.
But there definitely is a funding gap that we'll need to bridge before we can kind of close the deal.
So we're going to invite folks, come on down if you'd like to learn more about the community center at Lake Chelan here. You're going to find out all of the partners that are helping to make this become a reality and learn more. We've got some great literature here you can take a look at. You'll see what the actual building will look like once it's complete. And perhaps that'll be what it takes for you to want to jump on board and help out with some of the costs associated with building. This is really a legacy project, isn't it, Ben?
I think so. It's super unique in that it's our goal is to provide a public amenity that is accessible to everybody with no strings attached.
Yeah.
There are a few other communities in the nation that have this kind of project that's a manifestation of the goodwill of the community. Our relationship with partners is symbolic of that. If you consider the organizations that have stood alongside the 7 Acres Foundation and the Community Center, who are then going to be partners within the building and be able to utilize the resources that we're providing, that couldn't be more true than anything else. It's just a amazing kind of conglomeration of these great organizations that have kind of partnered together with us, and it's going to be fantastic. I'm so excited about it, and today is a great way to celebrate that.
Well, and for those folks who want to learn more, come on down. You've made it really attractive to come down. You've got free brats, you've got free beer. I saw you priming that tap over there, Ben. Things are ready to go.
Yep, it's ready to go. Not just beer. We have other drinks, too.
Okay, right. But come on down. It's going to be a great time. We'll be out here broadcasting until 2, and you can check it out. There's actual renderings of what this incredible community center at Lake Chelan is going to look like. So come down, take a look at that, learn more. We've even got a DJ that's going to be playing some music down here. So
that's right.
Good times ahead here at the community center at Lake Chelan, 103 Bighorn Way. We've got tents everywhere. You can't miss it. So come on down and check it out. Broadcasting live, I'm Jeff Conwell for KOZM.